presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellas, doesn't the roar of that plane give you a thrill? Doesn't your heart beat a little faster every time you see one of Uncle Sam's giant birds flying high over the rooftops? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet you know how those planes are playing the biggest part of any single instrument in this quick-moving war. And those boys piloting our nimble-wing P-40s and our long-range flying fortresses, believe you me, they know how to fly. They know how because they've spent many hours in learning how to fly. Learning to fly well enough to be entrusted with a man-sized job of winning this war. The Army and the Navy Air Forces know you can't become a flyer overnight. It takes many, many months of preparation. Many months even before a cadet is allowed to touch a plane. That's why the Air Forces so heartily endorse the program of pre-flight training in high schools. These courses make it possible for you fellows in high school, even though you're only 16 to 18 years of age, to begin learning now, as part of your high school course, the things you would start learning if you enlisted in either the Army or Navy Air Forces. Pre-flight training in high schools includes courses in physical training, military drill, aerodynamics, meteorology, navigation, and other subjects that airmen must know. Fellows who take these courses in high school save themselves and the Air Forces many valuable hours later on if they should enlist as air cadets. And you can do that too. Remember that even if you never fly one of Uncle Sam's bombers or fighter planes, the knowledge you gain from your high school aviation courses will fit you for the peacetime expansion of aviation in which America and American men are going to play a worldwide and leading part. Pre-flight training courses are now being formed in high schools all over the country. Find out if your school is offering them. If not, speak to your principal about it and ask him to include them in the curriculum for your next semester. If you want more information, write to the U.S. Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now to our story. When Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker arrived in the tiny Central American province of Asucar to investigate the possibilities of converting sugarcane into plastics for planes, they were immediately advised of strong Axis subversive activity there. El Abuelo, the aged governor, and his secretary Serrano explained that a mysterious plane had been terrorizing the populace and spraying the sugarcane with a deadly acid. Not only that, but a warning had been received that unless the two American flyers left Asucar within 24 hours, the mystery plane would not only destroy the sugarcane, but the native workers as well. Challenged, Hop and Tank took to the air, but failed to locate the mystery plane. The following morning, they overheard a conversation between two unidentified men, one of whom ordered a meeting to be called in a red barn on a nearby farm within the hour. On a hunch, the boys browned their faces with shoe polish to resemble natives and went to the designated farm. There they found some old clothes to complete their disguise and a talkative parrot, which Tank promptly adopted. With the parrot in a burlap bag slung over Tank's shoulder, the boys started out for the meeting in the red barn. Suddenly, from behind a clump of bushes, came a challenging voice.
Hop! Hop, where you are?
Hop, did you hear that?
Yeah. Must be a sentry.
This means trouble.
Advance and be recognized.
What do we do now?
We gotta do as he says. Come on.
Come through that hole in the bushes.
Hop, let's make a break for it.
No, that'd be suicide. He's got a rifle.
Hop! Now, what is your business here?
We've come to the meeting in the Red Barn.
Who are you?
Oh, I am Manuel, and this is Jose.
What is the password?
The password?
See? That is what I said?
We're sunk now.
Oh, the password is, it's,
Do not bother racking your brain, senor.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Juan Salas, one of El Abuelo's men.
No kidding. Oh, boy, it's sure
good.
Wait a
minute, Frank. This might be a trick. How do we know who he is?
It is no trick, senor. I know that you are the American flyer. If I were not loyal to El Abuelo, I could either shoot you or make you prisoners, no? I am doing neither.
He's right, Hop.
Yeah, I guess so. Either way, it's obvious that we haven't fooled you.
Oh, no, senor. A sugar worker swings a machete all day. Now, that makes his one shoulder higher than the other. It also gives him a slight forward stoop.
So all we gotta do is make like this, huh?
Oh, see, that is not bad.
Look, Juan, do you know anything about the meeting that was called for this morning?
Si, senor. It is a meeting called to overthrow El Abuelo's government.
Who's doing this, the Nazis?
Well, the Axis agents, indirectly. More directly, Senor Serrano.
Serrano?
Why, he's El Abuelo's secretary.
Si, that is correct. Serrano is also El Abuelo's worst enemy. He has sold out to the Axis and has called a meeting this morning to complete arrangements for a coup d'etat. A plan to overthrow the government.
Why, that dirty, low-down skunk. Say, Hop, what is this coup d'etat stuff?
That means a sudden change in government brought about by political schemers.
You mean like a revolution?
A revolution, amigo, is brought about by the people. A coup d'etat is accomplished by one man or a small group of men for their own benefit.
Oh, I see.
Well, can Serrano get away with this? Isn't El Abuelo doing anything to stop it?
Unfortunately, his hands are now tied. He would not believe this of Serrano until it was too late.
Well, let's find that Serrano guy. I'll bust him wide open.
Oh, don't be silly, Tank. We can't do anything that way. Juan, have you any plans? Is there anything we can do to help?
You may be of much assistance. For the present, however, my plans are indefinite. I hope to learn more at this meeting. You see, they think I am one of them.
Well, let's get over to the Red Barn, then. Come on.
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
Not so fast, amigos. I am afraid for you to be seen there. You may be recognized as I recognized you. Then your lives would be worthless. And Serrano would not hesitate to have you shot.
Oh, well, you've got to take the chance. There isn't much time.
Yeah, we only got a little over 12 hours before we got to scram out of Asuka. We got to work fast.
That's right, Juan. We'll stay in the background and keep our mouths shut so they won't know that we don't speak Spanish.
Sure, we can fool them. Come on, I'm itching for action.
Your offer, senores, is most generous. But I'm still afraid for you.
Tank and I are soldiers, Juan. Danger is our business. If this coup d'etat is successful, it will mean a great loss to our government.
Si, senor. It means more than you know.
What do you mean?
Come, let us walk to the Red Barn. On the way, I will tell you. But promise me that you will do nothing to unnecessarily endanger your lives.
You mean I can't take a poke at that guy?
That's right, Tank. No pokes. We promise, Juan.
Very well. Let us go. The meeting place is about 200 yards to the left. By the way, Senor Tinker, what are you carrying in that sack on your shoulder?
Oh, that? It's a parrot.
A parrot?
Yeah. Tank found him in the shack over there. We were nearly scared out of a year's growth when we heard a voice inside the shack threatening to shoot us down until we looked in and saw what it was.
Oh, but why did you not leave him there?
Leave him? Oh, not a chance. I adopted him. Hey, you want to hear him say slap a Jap right off the map?
Tank, are you out of your mind?
I think it would attract too much unwelcome attention, senor.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Oh, Juan, you were going to tell us what this Serrano coup d'etat means to the United States.
Oh, si.
We know it would mean the end of experimentation in converting sugar into plastics, at least so far as Asuka is concerned.
That is true, senor. But it means even more to the Axis. Sugar is used for many things, not the least important of which is the manufacture of alcohol for use in explosives. The sugar production in Asuka alone amounts to 50,000 tons a year. Think, senor, what it would mean if the Axis gained control of the crop.
They won't get control of the crop, don't worry. According to the good neighbor policy, the United States will send any military assistance to any American country whose government is threatened.
Yeah, that's right, see?
So all we've got to do is to report this planned coup d'etat to the American consul and things will begin to pop.
Well, that is all very true, but how do you plan to advise your consul?
Easy. Let's go back to town and... Oh, I forgot.
Forgot what?
Well, don't you remember? Serrano told us the American consul is in Lima, Peru. He won't be back for a week.
Oh, yeah. Now what do we do?
Radio. What about the government transmitter, Juan?
Serrano has that under control. And there is no other in Azúcar.
Well, then we're sunk.
Hey, I know where there's another radio.
Where, Tank?
In our plane.
Why, of course. I never thought of that.
Oh, boy, I did some thinking. Ain't that something, Hop?
Yeah, it sure is, Tank. Come on, let's get over to the airport.
Not so fast, amigos. Do you know where your plane is?
Sure, in hangar number 2 at the airport.
That is where it was.
You mean
they stole our plane?
See, Serrano thinks of everything.
That settles it, the dirty scum.
Wait. There's only one thing left to do now. We've got to crash that meeting. See if we can't break up Serrano's plans ourselves. Come on.
I am afraid you are right, Senor Harrigan. Let us go. But remember, be cautious. We are not far from the Red Barn now. So if you must speak, speak softly. Come.
The dirty rat stealing our ship. Just where till I get my hands on that Serrano guy?
Quiet, Tank.
Oh,
to spoil everything?
Boy, I'm sure mad. You know, this parrot is getting heavy.
Well, I told you not to take him along.
Yeah, I know, but I still think he's worth it.
Shh. There is the Red Barn just behind that row of trees. The meeting has already started.
Yeah.
Now, try to slip in as quietly as possible without attracting attention.
Okay. Sure hope nobody spots us.
Well, I hope so too, amigo. Stay in the back, near the door. I will go up front.
Right.
And remember, please, to keep quiet.
Yeah, I won't even crack a smile.
And, Tank, don't forget to slouch with one shoulder lower than the other, like the sugar workers.
That's a cinch with this parrot slung over my back. He must have eaten rocks for breakfast.
Quiet. Here is the door to the barn. Now, I suggest you keep your hearts pulled down over your eyes.
Right.
Okay.
And, Tank, not a peep out of you, no matter what you see or hear, understand?
Yeah, I'll keep mom honest.
Good. Let us go in now.
Yeah, you go first, Juan.
Bueno. I will open the door.
Hop, that's Serrano talking.
Yeah.
Did he get so excited about it?
Serrano's giving him a pep talk.
Yeah, I wish I could understand what he's saying.
Yeah, so do I.
Tank, what's the matter? This parrot's going loco.
What is it?
He's going nuts, I tell you.
Squirming.
Fighting. We'll put him down, Tank. Quick, toss him outside.
Shoot him down like dog. Flapperjack.
Shut up, you dope.
Flapperjack. Hands up.
Oh, they all heard him. Now we're in for it.
Betrayed by the shrieking parrot, Hop and Tank face an angry, suspicious crowd of Nazi sympathizers, all of whom, at close range, can see through their disguises. For a moment, it looks as though Tank's newfound mascot has thrown a monkey wrench into the works. Can the boys prevent Serrano from overthrowing the government of Azucar? Tomorrow will tell the story, so don't fail to listen, same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Hop Harrigan is a top-notch flyer, an expert. You fellas know what an expert is, but let me quote Webster's Dictionary. An expert is one who is skilled. In other words, someone who does his job just a little bit better. The fellow who has that extra something. How did Hop get to be an expert in such a skilled and highly technical field as aviation? Well, there's only one answer. He was thoroughly trained in the groundwork, the fundamentals, while he was still a youngster. You air-minded high school juniors and seniors, you boys who want to join the Army or Navy Air Forces when you're a little older, you boys and girls who are looking ahead to a career in aviation, all of you can get the necessary basic training by taking the pre-flight training courses now being established in high schools in the United States. If pre-flight training courses have not yet been started in your school, get your folks, your friends, your high school principal interested. Now, if you want additional information, write the United States Office of Education, Washington, D.C. America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hawk Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hawk Harrigan is is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan came to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.